Hello, everyone. I'm Inslee, and I want to welcome you to the Better and Badder podcast, a podcast that is dedicated to you and dedicated to your level up, dedicated to you getting better and badder. This podcast is going to introduce you to a lot of different tips and tricks that will help you in business, wellness, and your personal life. I'm going to introduce you guys to influencers, industry leaders, everybody that I can that is going to help you get to the next level. I am here to give you all the tips and tricks I have that have helped me out over the past year of my life to really accomplish the goals that I was hoping to achieve. So let's get to it. I'm so glad that you're here at B&B to get to know me better, to take some of these tips and tricks. And if there is just one thing that you walk away with that improves your life a little bit, then I will feel like I did my job. So I'm glad that you guys are joining me on this journey. So I want to introduce the theme of the day, but before I introduce the theme, I should go ahead and introduce myself. I'm Inslee, and some of you guys might know me from my YouTube channel already. Thank you to my 200 subscribers. I'm really, really grateful for all of you guys. Some of you guys might know me from my TikTok. Follow me there. And some of you guys might actually know me from just real life. And I'm so happy and so glad that you're here at B&B to get to know me better. And I hope that we have a great time. So the theme of the day is reinvention. So a little history with me and reinventing. I have to say, I didn't reinvent myself nearly as much going into college or leaving. Okay, so let me explain. So I was actually not a person that went off to college and decided to reinvent myself. But for lack of a better way of putting it, I'd hate to be a sob story. But in high school, I was very sad and did not think that I was going to live very long or plan to live very long. So I did not really plan to have a future. And so being in college and just being present and having so much fun, I think at that time was a bit of a relief. But when I went to college, I literally did pretty much all the same things I did in high school. I was not planning. I was not thinking about jobs and future. I was not thinking about who I wanted to become. I was very different at that time. I was survival mode me. Survival mode me and thriving me are obviously very different. I have a different mindset, of course. So in survival mode, I definitely worked some sketchy jobs and, you know, hung out with people that were not really the best for my future, my health, whatever. I just kind of was making it from one day to the next, hoping that something good was going to happen and hoping that something good was going to turn out of it. Not really planning and not really being cognizant of or like being aware of who it was that I wanted to become. I was just kind of living for the day. And my senior year of college, a family member of mine convinced me that it was a really, really good idea to go on a trip with a friend of theirs. And that friend ended up assaulting me, for lack of a better way of phrasing that. So with that and that happening, like literally the semester that I was supposed to graduate, and I did graduate on time. So the semester that I did graduate, with that happening, the semester I did graduate, I wasn't really thinking of who I wanted to be when I left college. I can't believe I bared it all like that. Thank God I was, you know, 19 or 20, but yeah, that was me in survival mode back then. So if I had to say anything was the first step in reinventing yourself, the absolute first thing that you have to do is you have to picture who you want to become. And no one's saying that you have to change yourself completely. You have to do this huge overhaul. It is work, yes, but you just have to picture a version of yourself. And I mean, what does that person smell like? What does that person feel like? What does that person think about? What music do they listen to? Really, really picture that version of yourself. And then you have to say no to everything that does not help you to become that version of yourself. took a while for me to start picturing myself like this. It took me a really long time to start picturing myself in that way and to start seeing myself in the future and trying to even figure out who I wanted to become to reinvent myself. I would say 2018, 2019, 2 years after college and after everything had happened, was when I really started to do what I could to get myself back on track with my career and pave out that pathway for myself, basically, to have work and make connections and provide something that was valuable and a resource for people. I started an Instagram and started doing different things with different people in Atlanta. And at that time, I started posting different news and details and things that were going on in Atlanta, job postings, highlighting different things about community. I love Atlanta. I'm from Atlanta. And it was just a passion project that I wanted to take on because I was spending so much time in Atlanta and I wanted to make it valuable for me and valuable for people that follow me. I mean, the Instagram page got attention from like Mayor Kasim Reed from 2 Chainz. It was a really incredible experience, but it took 2 years because I graduated in spring of 2016 and I kind of started doing this and moving like this in 2018, 2019. So it took me a couple years, honestly, to really take that time and start picturing myself in the future and start seeing a future for myself that I was happy and I was doing the things that I enjoyed. And of course, a future where I was making money, which would bring me to number two. So number one is picturing who you want to be and picturing that absolute best version of yourself. Number two is to build up your own work. Build yourself up through your work. A lot of us creatives in this industry, if you're working in music, if you're working in television, and I mean a lot of other industries, you have to have a portfolio. I actually learned this tip from Adam Sandler. So, of course, he owns Happy Madison Productions and like super famous actor. It would be wild if you don't know who Adam Sandler is, but if you don't know, that is okay. But Adam Sandler said in an interview several years ago that was why he created Happy Madison, was because even though he was like a super famous actor, he's getting paid really well, he still had to seek out his own projects and kind of create his own work. So I definitely borrowed that one from him. And I do think that it is a really good tip, especially when you're starting out and you don't really have such a big portfolio yet, or you haven't had that many opportunities. A lot of my first opportunities that I ever got were opportunities that I actually had to create on my own. And I will say, when I got started doing this and I started adding to my portfolio and really stepping back and looking at the work that I was coming up with, I felt really, really good about myself. I was really proud of the work that I was doing. So it was really easy to feel accomplished and to feel a sense of belonging and not feel like I'm an outsider looking in, working in my industry, or that I have imposter syndrome, because I was able to actually build myself up through the opportunities that I created for myself. If you think about it, like you're becoming a brand, whatever your brand is, whatever it is that you want to represent, you build yourself up through those things. So you start really thinking about what events you might want to attend. You start thinking more closely about whether that person you're dating is actually a bad look for you. You start thinking about things in a really, really smart way when you build yourself up. And kind of think of yourself as a brand. So I'm not saying to throw yourself into your work completely. No, I am not saying to work and not think about your personal life. But I am saying to think of yourself as something that is distinguished, a distinguished concept and distinguishable, something that's easy to spot out and uniquely you. The third step, and I feel like this one is going to be everybody's favorite, is be delusional. And when I say be delusional, no, do not be delusional as in DeLulu crazy. I mean DeLulu as in, if it's one in a million, you really genuinely in your heart of hearts have to believe you are that one, because you are that one. And you have to be able to sell that to somebody, to say, I am that one. I deserve this. Who's going to believe in you if you don't believe in yourself, right? Like if anybody believes anything, you should believe that you're the one in the million that's going to get the opportunity or that's going to get the job. And that has worked for me more often than not. I have talked myself into so many opportunities just by having the confidence, and often the confidence is fake. Fake it till you make it, but being delulu is a good tip. I would definitely say be a little bit delusional in your career in a positive way. So being delusional does not always work for me. I cannot sit here and say that being delusional has gone well every single time in my career, in my personal life, regardless. Being delusional does not always work, unfortunately. So you might have to go back to the drawing board. So there was a time, can I say those names? Can I say the company name? This is gonna be my one name drop for today. So there was a time that I was interviewing with some really good companies. So I was interviewing at HBO as well as a couple other really big name talent agencies. And I was in my third round of interviews for those companies. And I was in like first, second round of interviews for a couple other companies. And I was gonna have all of these companies in this bidding war. I was ready. I was in a really, really good position in my career. And this is 2019. So this is when I have my page up and running. There's just so many things that are going right and so many opportunities that I was able to talk myself into. Then 2020 comes and I feel like everyone can guess what happened in 2020. I had to go back to the drawing board. I was, like I said, third round interviews. Every single company went on a hiring freeze at the exact same time. It is the middle of the pandemic, Lovato. Nobody is trying to hear me. Nobody is trying to take my calls. Everybody is trying to figure out what's happening next. So I had to completely go back to the drawing board. One thing I've also learned when it comes to the drawing board, especially in this year, as I'm doing more stuff with my social media and I'm just trying different things and different avenues, is that you really have to take a step back and look at the bigger picture. You have to look at the aggregate, as the finance people say it. The way I would put that is kind of if you had a huge Instagram account and in the last month you gained 1,000 followers, would you sit around and worry about the 2 followers you lost on a random Thursday? Some people would. At one point, I was some people. I might still be some people on some days. You know, we're getting better and better. But it's really important to take a step back and look at that bigger picture. If you overall gained 1,000 followers, it does not matter which ones you lost, even if it was Lil Johnny from homeroom in 8th grade. It's okay. It is okay. You have to look at the big picture. So for me, big picture at the time was I felt like I knew a lot, but I couldn't do a lot, which again, you take a step back and look at the big picture. When I kind of reevaluated how I measured success, I realized the knowledge that I had actually put me in a better position. But on a much more personal level, I measure success. I measure success through a few different means. One of those is self-mastery. I want to know myself, and I want to know myself so well that if somebody tells me about myself, I can just go, girl, no. And not in a combative way, but in a way that I truly just am sitting in my skin, cozy and understanding of who I am. Another one, and this is one that I feel like I'm working on and will constantly be working on, is self-reliance. The need to not need validation. That is a really, really important one, especially for someone who is an ex-people pleaser. It's me, Judge. I did it. As an ex-people pleaser, I definitely find it important to get that self-reliance, to not need to make other people happy. My parents, my friends, the people I'm dating, nobody, to make sure that I'm happy and that I'm happy with who I'm becoming. And I think the most important measure of success, the most important measure of all, is realness, honey. Realness is so important and it is so hard to come by. Realness is not something that you can fake. When someone is being genuine, when someone is being authentic, when someone is being themselves, that is not something you can fake. And it's not something that you want to do just for the sake of being able to say on Instagram, I'm so authentic. Being authentic is important because when you let your soul lead instead of letting your ego lead, because the soul is who you are and who you are destined to be. And that's who you have to listen to. When you let your ego lead, that's your personality. If you listen to your soul over your ego, you will get so much further, so much quicker. You will be so much happier. And I think that, to me, that realness and that authenticity is probably the most important measure of success for me. And then last but not least, a big measure of success for me, and of course a big measure of success for a lot of people, especially in America, is my quality of life. Quality of life is so important, and it's not just a money thing. It is not about how much you can spend on the weekends or how much disposable income you have or whether you're able to save up for a house. So it's understandable that that is not what I'm getting at here. Quality of life is about those little things that you're able to do, those little things that improve your day-to-day. For me, that's having a planner, that's having a journal, that's having notebooks to write down all of my ideas, that's having candles, that's putting eucalyptus in my shower, that's cooking good meals. Your quality of life can mean so many different things, and it does not have to mean spending money. It does not have to mean doing fancy things or going to fancy places. Quality of life is really when the peace in you starts to look like the peace around you. You can feel that quality of life in your apartment. You can feel that quality of life in your car. You can feel those little touches, those little things that you can do to improve. One way I measure success is by benchmarking. I learned this when I was in school in undergrad, and benchmarking is exactly what it sounds like. It's if you're running a race and you know you have a marathon, every now and again, you stop and you hit that bench. You check and see how things are going. If you are looking at this video now, if you are seeing this, this is the perfect time to set a goal for Q4 for the last 3 months of the year. You will be ahead of the curve. You will be ahead of all of those New Year resolutions, and you will actually have a chance to benchmark at the New Year and see how you're doing. Those areas that you want to improve, maybe those things that you're doing really well that you want to celebrate. Reinvention is the process of making something entirely different to the point that it seems like it's new. And yes, I want you guys to glow up. I want you guys to act brand new in the best of ways. I want you guys to feel like a new person. And it's not a thing that you have to wait until the new year to do. It's not something that you have to have a resolution to do. If you give yourself a goal, I guarantee you, you'll be able to achieve it. So once you set your goals, give yourself a little timeline, 3 weeks, 3 months, whatever your timeline is. And if you're seeing this now, it is perfect. It is the perfect time of year to set a 3 month goal. We are in Q4. If you set a 3 month goal now, you are ahead of the curve for the new year. You will already have a jump on all of those goals and things that you want to achieve in the next year. You are going to be ahead of it. I feel like we are all connected by the fact that we want better and we want more for ourselves. Every single one of us that's here, especially if you're listening to this right now, that means that you're on the right path, that you're doing the right things, and that you're invested. And it is so simple now that you already have realized it, now that you've already taken the very first step, to take these next four super simple steps to reinventing yourself. So with those four steps, you can actually get started really quickly and really easily on reinventing yourself.
So again, step one is visualize who you want to be. Say no to everything that's not that. Step two is to build that rapport with yourself. Build yourself up through your work. You will trust yourself more and other people will trust you because of your work. Step three is be delusional just a little bit in a good way. If it's one in a million, think you're that one. And step four is reevaluate how you are defining success.
I'm so happy again to have this space. I'm so happy that you tuned in to B&B, the Better and Badder podcast that is dedicated to the best version of you. You're already on the way. Drop a comment and let me know, what does that version of yourself look like? Who do you want to become? And if you are already that version of yourself, what were some things that you did that helped you? And did any of these steps resonate with you? Did any of these steps help you along your journey? If you're seeing this on TikTok, give me a follow. If you're seeing this on YouTube, hit that subscribe button. If you're listening to my podcast, thank you, God. Stay tuned for more episodes. I will be back with more people. I will be interviewing. I'll be doing some of these episodes on my own. There is going to be so many different things that I'm going to offer. And I am so excited to join you on your journey to becoming better and badder. We are going to be the best version of ourselves. We are a family. We are in this together, and you got this.